This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
This is the Israel Report. We welcome Lieutenant Colonel Maurice Hirsch from the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs and also the former director of the Military Prosecution for Judea and Samaria Director. Lieutenant Colonel, a very good morning to you, sir, and thank you for joining us on today's show.
Good morning to you and all the listeners. Thank you for having me again.
No, great to have you on board, Lieutenant Colonel, and thank you for taking the time to unpack a few topics which we will be focusing on this morning. Let's begin with new intelligence findings. Further confirm Hanukkah attack was ISIS-inspired. Over to you.
So let's understand that the attack in Bondi was not the function of necessarily, I think, putting it into the cubbyhole of an ISIS attack is a little bit misleading. Mm-hmm. This was an attack of fundamental Islam responding to the call to globalize the Intifada and to go out and murder Jews wherever you find them. That's what it is, whether it was ISIS, whether it was Hamas, whether it was Palestinian Islamic Jihad, mm-hmm. whether it was the Palestinian Authority that initiated this call for globalize the Intifada. All of that is really almost irrelevant. The question is, what is that driving force and what is going on and how do normal democracies seek to defend themselves from this growing threat that isn't only against the Jewish population? Because what starts with the Jewish population, obviously, then continues on to others. And that is the threat posed by radical Islam and really cubbyholing it. It's very convenient to say, well, it's just ISIS. Mm. That's unfortunately not the case.
Certainly, as you've defined it, Lieutenant Colonel, yes, it's a collective of all these movements behind these attacks and these, shall we say, campaigns to demonize Jewish people and attack the Jewish community in general. But if we look at quickly at ISIS, it's somewhat seems to be emerging at the moment in comparison to before. Am I correct in saying so? As an entity in itself.
So ISIS as an entity in and of itself is really like the boogeyman. It still controls different territories in parts of different countries, in a little bit in Iraq and a little bit in Syria. But as an organization, as a structure, it certainly isn't what it used to be maybe 15 years ago.
Certainly.
And now I think you're seeing very much more of a dilapidated, decentralized organization, if you can call it that, which is ISIS, with basically its tentacles and its and its believers going out around the globe trying to implement their radical ideology. That's unfortunately something which is always going to be around. Mm. That's why I fear that this obsession of cubbyholing it with ISIS is something which is more of a convenience to excuse the wider and much more severe danger.
Yeah.
And really does, to a extent, distort the reality.
Earlier on, Lieutenant Colonel, I introduced, well, rather read out a story, breaking news, so to speak, given this time of the morning, regarding the ICC and the U.S. sanctions intended to be imposed on judges. So Prime Minister Netanyahu's office backs U.S. sanctions on judges and calls the ICC a political tool. Your take on this?
So we have to understand what happened this week in the ICC. The ICC rejected another appeal of Israel against this whole process that's going on and the issuance of arrest warrant against Prime Minister Netanyahu and ex-Minister of Defense Gallant. What you have in the ICC is like this. This is a court that invented a state that does not exist. only a state can join the ICC. There is no state of Palestine. It's this declarative institutional body that possibly exists in the halls of the General Assembly of the United Nations, but no more than that. If you look at just the language of the last resolution that was adopted in the UN Security Council for the Gaza peace or ceasefire plan, it says, once different changes have been implemented and reforms have been implemented, maybe there will be a pathway to Palestinian self-determination and statehood. That clearly says there is no state of Palestine. And yet the ICC accepted this non-existent state of Palestine as a member and then acted entirely without any basis whatsoever, legal basis, when the prosecutor asked, well, what are the boundaries of non-existent state? So for the first time ever and with no jurisdiction, defined the boundaries of the non-existent
state. I'm sorry, Lieutenant Colonel. Sorry, we seem to be having an issue with our signal. What we will do is, Mukundi, if we can just try and get hold of the Lieutenant Colonel once again. So sorry, because it's really getting interesting there about the definition of this apparent state of Palestine and how this is being discussed, or rather challenged, in defense of Israel regarding the ICC proceedings. But I think we've got the Lieutenant Colonel back on the line. Lieutenant Colonel, are you there? Hi, Lieutenant Colonel Maurice Hirsch, can you hear me? Oh dear, that discussion was becoming so interesting. Yes, we seem to be dealing with some technicalities in studio at the moment. We will give Mukundi a chance just to redial and try and get Lieutenant Colonel back on the line. In the meantime, we have some messages coming through. And yes, Yvonne, I can see that you're frantically typing at the moment. And yes, she has indicated that we've got a very challenging football match in the line while standing and coming up over the weekend. I'll get to your messages as soon as I can. I just want to liaise with Mukundi at the moment, if we can just try and get hold of Lieutenant Colonel Maurice Hirsch from the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs, and also the former director of the Military Prosecution for Judea and Samaria. We were touching on to this issue regarding Prime Minister Netanyahu's office backing U.S. sanctions on judges, calling the ICC a political tool. And if you had joined us at that point in time, Lieutenant Colonel was focusing on, yes, how can we be talking about a state of Palestine? Because there's got to be a recognizable state, a recognizable country, in order to form a case for and about. And this is what the ICC is focusing on. And the challenge is, well, how can we deal with that if that doesn't exist? Taking forward the case that the ICC is bringing against Prime Minister Netanyahu and Noav Gallant, bringing personal charges against them. I'm so sorry we have lost signal right now. I tell you what, Mukundi, let's take a short break and let's try and come back and see if we can get hold of Lieutenant Colonel on the line. If you've just joined us, it's just about going 6 minutes to eight. This is the Morning Mayhem on 101.9 High FM. I'm Michael McKenna. Welcome aboard.
High FM has signed a code of conduct that is enforced by the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, we are committed to giving news that is accurate, comment that is fair, and programming that is not harmful to children, does not amount to hate speech, or the description of gratuitous violence or explicit sex. If you think we are not living up to that code, then you can inform the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Direct any complaints in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa at P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall, 2024. That's the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall, 2024. Or send an email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. For more information, please visit www.bccsa.co.za.
Time check is just about going 4.5 minutes to the top of the hour. Just want to check. We had on the line Lieutenant Colonel Maurice Hirsch from the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs. Lieutenant Colonel, can you hear us?
I can. Can you hear me now?
Great. Loud and clear. And welcome back. And our apologies for that loss of signal. So you were elaborating on this issue regarding Prime Minister Netanyahu's office backing U.S. sanctions on judges, calls for ICC a political tool. We were touching onto the subject of this supposed Palestinian state, which factors into this case.
So, yeah, so we all know that there is no state of Palestine.
Right.
And the court only functions based on the membership of states. Mm-hmm. So this whole procedure against Israel and the ICC is based on a fallacy that some state of Palestine actually exists, that non-existent state has borders which the court set without any jurisdiction, completely ultra vires, and that non-existent state could then delegate its own ability and its own powers and jurisdictions to prosecute to the court. And so then you understand once you've understood that fallacy is what stands at the basis of these entire proceedings, then you can understand why Prime Minister Netanyahu says that these whole proceedings, every decision they make, is just part of the political lawfare against Israel. In a court that has no jurisdiction, that should not be interfering in the subject, and yet it nonetheless is doing so at the expense of law, facts, reality, and even flouting the decision of the UN Security Council resolution that says there is no state of Palestine. So that's why President Trump is imposing sanctions on these judges. That's why everyone who actually looks at these proceedings in an objective manner understands that they are nothing but political tools in the hands of the same violent jihadi terrorists that murdered the Jews in the Bondi Beach. It's the same people driving the same agenda. And we mustn't misunderstand that in some ways radical Islam is murdering Jews on the beach. And in some ways, it's just persecuting them, just in inverted commas, just persecuting them, having used and abused international forums.
Lieutenant Colonel, we're going to have to leave it there. I wish we could have elaborated on one or two more subjects, but thank you so much for joining us on The Morning Mayhem this morning. Lieutenant Colonel Maurice Hirsch from the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs, and also the former director of the Military Prosecution for Judea and Samaria Director. I've just got about 1.5 minutes left to chat to you before we join Lindy for a news update at the top of the hour. Coming up the third hour of the show, well, we can look forward to financial indicators. Ramon Smith will be joining us from Bidvest to update us as to what's happening financial-wise on the financial front. And then we will enjoy great songs, of course, from Makundi. I'll bring you some new stories and to see what's still breaking on the news front. Then we can look forward to talking to Michael Bugrame, who's a Member of Parliament for the Democratic Alliance Party. Can an email signature bind you legally? That's going to be an interesting topic to discuss. And also we will be chatting to Mayor Fleur Hassan Nahum, who's the Deputy Mayor of Jerusalem, getting reaction to the Australian terror attack. And then to round off our interviews for the day, Dr. Michael Barak, senior researcher at the Institute for Counterterrorism. How influential has ISIS been in inspiring current terror activities and attacks? Funny, we just had that conversation now with Lieutenant Colonel Maurice Hirsch. But yes, there seems to be a rise in ISIS activity as of late. All that coming up in the third and final hour of The Morning Mayhem. If you've just joined us, welcome. I'm Michael McKenna, standing in for Howard Feldman. Time check is just about going, 8 o'clock, and time now for a news update. Here's Lindy.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.